This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today, for Sunday, May 12th. Remembering Jesus' words. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 24. On the first day of the week, very early in the morning, the women took the spices they had prepared and went to the tomb. They found the stone rolled away from the tomb, but when they entered, they didn't find the body of the Lord Jesus. While they were wondering about this, suddenly, two men in clothes that gleamed like lightning stood beside them. In their fright, the women bowed down with their faces to the ground. But the men said to them, "Why do you look for the living among the dead? He is not here. He has risen. Remember how he told you, while he was still with you in Galilee, 'The Son of Man must be delivered over to the hands of sinners, be crucified, and on the third day be raised again.'" Then they remembered his words. After Jesus' death on a cross, it must have been hard for his followers to recall his teachings about rising from the dead and being exalted in heaven's glory. After all, it would have seemed that this life was a failure. How could his vision for the kingdom of God be fulfilled? As long as Jesus' followers only imagined a kingdom of human power, influence, and wealth, Jesus' death would have seemed like a crushing defeat. But all along, Jesus had been speaking of a much greater kingdom. "My kingdom is not of this world," he had said. But it wasn't until after his resurrection that his words about being raised from the dead made sense to his followers. Like Jesus' first disciples, we often have a very narrow vision of God's kingdom. We imagine that Christ has come to give us human power, influence, or wealth. We long for Jesus to make our dreams come true, to put our people in political office, and to keep us comfortable and happy. But it's not all about us. Jesus, through his death and resurrection, opens the way to a universal kingdom where God's will is done and his power is made complete. In the days after his resurrection, Jesus taught his disciples more about this kingdom, preparing them to recognize him as the ascended Lord. Can we also remember Christ's words? Pray with me. Holy Spirit, remind us of Jesus' words. Help us to hear the gracious invitation to enter the kingdom of God and to set aside the small dreams of our own kingdoms. For Jesus' sake, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.